Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Well, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help me cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to give an ironclad leave to yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a bop-line game, I say that any boo can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degradation. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit and listening to some big out-of-town Jasper hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set down right on the horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy setting on Dan Patch? Make your blood boil, well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away there noontime, supper time, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled or the screen door patched to the beefsteak founded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with a cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt tail young ones, peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble, folks, right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now, I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They were trying out Bevo, trying out Cubex, trying out TaylorMade's like cigarette beads, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with sense. And one fine night, they leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the armory. Libertine men and scarlet women and ragtime, shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of a jungle, animal instinct, mass hysteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble! Right here in River City. With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for fool. We've surely got trouble. Right here in River City. Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school. Mothers of River City, heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz-bang? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell. Aha, and so's your old man. Well, if so, my friends, he got trouble. and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
You surely got trouble.
We sure got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
I feel the children's gonna have trouble.
Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is the devil's tool.
Devil's
tool. Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. We got big, big trouble.
With a T.
We have a P.
Gotta rhyme it with P.
That rhymes with P.
And it stands for pool.
Coast to coast, it's the Possum Hour theme.
Friend of the show, 85 years young, wasn't from the virus, so at least he's got that going for him. Good old natural causes, because that's the way he does things, man. Good man, liked him a lot. Alrighty, Ted Shush. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a whatever. And God help us all on the path ahead. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of rubber gloves, face masks, and 10-foot poles. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church. The beer battered shrimp. They're going to blow the virus away. Be gone, virus! Be gone! Yeah, that'll work. You're listening to Garage Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's Possum Hour. Fridays, it's another form of Possum Hour. And wow, tonight, trivia, for those of you keeping score at home, tonight is the 699th episode on the Grenache Network. So that means if fucking Ben Grimm has a show this week, he's going to get number 700, that son of a gun. If not, it'll be Friday Night Possum this Friday. So keep a good thought. And oh, don't tell him. Or he'll fucking have a show, just to spite me. Bastard. Sheik Hada boy. All right. Well, the phone lines will be open as soon as I can find the cue.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Danger, germs at home. Better shoot to kill with Glade Disinfectant Spray. The new supercharged disinfectant spray that gets household germs and odors right where they live. Like here. Here. And here.
It actually sanitizes the air. That clean antiseptic scent tells you so. Glade disinfectant spray kills household germs in every problem area. Prevents mold and mildew, too. Spray in the kitchen, where germs cluster often. Reach trouble spots easily. No mess, no strain. Spray surefire, far-reaching Glade disinfectant in diaper pails, under sinks, wherever germs and odors start. Shoot to kill with Glade disinfectant spray, the new supercharged disinfectant spray that gets household germs and odors right where they live. Glade disinfectant spray.
All right. Well, there's our first caller.
Hello?
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 Yeah. Is this the IRS I'm speaking with?
Okay. Sure. What can I do for you?
All right. I'm calling about that stimulus check you promised us.
Yeah, right. What about it?
Well, it's just that I need that $1,200 as soon as possible. And I got a small problem with the direct deposit thing.
Really? Well, what's that?
Well, I ain't got no bank account.
Huh. I guess you're shit out of luck then, pal.
Oh. Well, so as it ain't a total loss, I'll take a 12-inch pepperoni with anchovy and onion and some of those cheesy breadsticks if you got them.
Okie doke. We'll be there in 30 minutes or less, my friend.
Okay, excellent. Thanks, guy.
Get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on. you Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Hey!
You got that right. Everybody. I think we all can use some jug band music. We all can use some jug band music.
Especially when Louis Prima's bringing it, man. So
yeah.
Fuck out of here, Louis Prima.
I was digging on that.
What's he singing that song for? What the what the hell was that? Oh, man. I put the show together last night, and I had all this fucking shit that was, like, just wrong, man, all lined up. I'm like, whoa, what was I thinking, man? So, like, I'm like, oh, Louis Prima, jug band music? Perfect! What the hell, man?
Yeah.
What was I thinking?
Jeez.
Sometimes you got to tweak them, you know. Sometimes you got to tweak it. But so, anyway, how was your weekend?
It's all right, nothing big, you know, just staying indoors, doing nothing.
Let me ask you, did you apply for unemployment?
Yeah. No.
You did?
I don't know if I can, because I quit.
Well, I think you can.
Yeah?
Yeah. Some independent contractors are fucking applying. So.
Oh, no shit.
Go ahead and fucking apply, man. You know?
Yeah, well, won't they get in touch with the my previous employer? They'll say, hey, you
well, quit. I think they're doling it out to everybody.
Yeah? I'll look into it. I'll see what happens.
Yeah. Just, you know, keep looking. Because I found this one. Well, you met him on the show, my buddy Abe.
Oh, yeah.
He posted this one. It's an economic injury disaster loan emergency advance for sole proprietors, independent contractors. Me. This loan advance will provide up to $10,000 of economic relief to businesses that are currently experiencing temporary difficulties. So, all I got to do is figure out my taxes from last year, and I'll be able to apply for that. That would be sweet.
Hey.
I doubt if I'd get 10 grand, but fuck, man. If I got 10 grand, I'll take the year off, man. Fuck it. You know.
I'm just surprised there's no some bad timing.
Yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, like, I could, on 10 grand, with no expenses or overhead, you know, just sit around the house all day. Fuck, I could ride out a year on that. No problem.
And you could afford to get Ted the good treats. Ted would be living large.
Well, we're still tightening our belts, okay? We're still tightening our belts around here, okay? All right. it's paying off too, man. I feel great. I'm damn near 20 pounds lighter. And Ted's still a pain in the ass, but you know, he's happy.
Yeah. That's his
job.
I'm
with him all day long. Yeah. And plus, I never go in anywhere, so if I go out to get beer, I go to the drive-thru, so he always gets to come with, which, you know, that's a huge thrill for the dog, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot to wear my gloves today, man, when I went over to drive-thru. And,
yeah, I didn't get into the gloves and mask thing yet. I went to the drive-thru for my cigars today.
You're supposed to they want you to wear masks now, man.
Yeah, I know. Where do you get these fucking masks?
I just have my bandana. You know, like a.
Right.
Like I said, I was wearing my bandana at the store, and I said, "How can you tell the hold-up guys from the customers now?"
Yeah,
you know,
you can.
And then I said that to pulled out when a Gigantor. He goes, "But a hold-up guy's got the gun." Oh, well, okay, yeah, I guess so.
Answer nurse.
So be it.
They got the gub.
The gub. All right, well, we're sitting around the house. What are we doing? What are we doing, Gumby?
We're doing nothing.
We ain't doing nothing. What are we doing? We're just sitting around the house. sitting around the house. We ain't doing nothing. Man.
Damn skeppy.
Crazy Guggenheim was way ahead of his time. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Can you feel me on that?
Definitely. What?
He just...
I mean, this is his time right now.
He wasn't doing nothing. All right. So, you watch a lot of TV, the television.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Modern Invention.
Oh, crazy.
I'm sure you've seen them. Maybe one of your neighbors has one.
I've been watching Starsky and Hutch, for Christ's sakes.
Where the fuck's Starsky and Hutch? I want to see Starsky and Hutch.
I think it's on, it's either Tubi or IMBD. I think it's IMBD.
I might be shit out of luck on that one. But I do get to see the Lipozine commercial over and over and over and over. Not that Holly Robinson Peete. Not that Holly Robinson Peete isn't a very attractive woman. I mean, she's got one of those beautiful smiles to ever grace the television screen. That said, enough is enough with the fucking Lipozine already, okay? I don't want a 30-day supply. I don't want a 60-day supply. I want you to take that shit and shove it up your cute little ass, okay?
Be gone with it.
Is
be gone with it.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Am I going overboard on this?
Not at all, sir.
Be gone, Lipozine!
Hi, I'm Holly Robinson Peete.
And I'm Rodney Peete.
Oh.
And after 16 years in the NFL, it came as no surprise that knee surgery might be in my future.
And when the doctor said Rodney needed to lose weight before surgery, we knew that Lipozine could help him lose 4 times more weight. It's America's number one weight loss supplement.
I've already lost 30 pounds in 4 pant sizes.
Where's my pants?
I didn't need a prescription or meal plan.
I've lost 10 pounds. I have more energy, more stamina.
Where's my pants?
We eat our favorite foods and still lose 4 times more weight.
Holy shit!
I'm very impressed with Rodney's weight loss. His blood pressure and cholesterol have really improved.
Where's my pants?
I recommend Lipozine because it's made from the rare konjac root, which contains glucomannan, a very safe and effective weight loss supplement.
Lipozine has no harmful side effects.
I can't see shit!
No caffeine, no jitters, no counting calories.
Bullshit!
No cleanses.
Oh, yeah!
No starve diet.
Bullshit! Oh, shit!
No boot camp.
Bullshit!
Nothing in your lifestyle needs to change.
Where's my damn pants?
Just add Lipozine.
Pull the string.
In a clinical study, people were asked to not change their lifestyle and simply add Lipozine. As a result, they lost not just twice the weight, not 3 pounds, but they lost 4 times more weight just by adding Lipozine. And 78% of them lost their fat, not water, but fat.
How can any race be so stupid?
Call 800-560-NO-WE-NOT-DOW-FEATS-GUS. 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 800-560-NO-WE-NOT-DOW-FEATS-GUS.
rule double. Did you see that? It took a weird, funny hop over the right field fence. Beauty. I love when that happens. Oh, and being that there's a worldwide pandemic, we should all bow our heads.
Yes.
And pray.
Yes. Bring a prayer.
Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, in the beginning, yeah, in the beginning, yeah, in the beginning.
Missed it by that much.
I would have loved to have been there. I would have sat through that whole fucking sermon.
Well, I feel more comforted now in this time of pandemic and gloom. Ted, how do you feel?
Up and running.
It's time for the roll call. Okay. You're jumping the gun there, pal. All right. First up, Cheeks. Apple Cheeks, Alice. Sweet Alice.
Sweet Alice. There you go. Sweet Alice. he's saying say hello to Lucy for me. That's what he's saying.
Aww,
say hello to Lucy.
You talk dog?
Oh, sure.
Jeez. I should have had you over years ago. This school. Fucking guy won't shut up. I don't know what the hell he wants. Alright. And there he is, Daddy G from the Daddy G. A night with Daddy G. A night with Daddy G.
Yep.
Okay. Ted says I'm right. Saturdays at 9 Eastern time.
At 9, I believe. Yep. That is correct, sir.
Man, you're up against Svengoolie, dude. That's really...
We managed to kill off
Monday Night Football over here. Not to brag, you know. But and we're number one on Facebook. But thank you
there
for
you
coming,
go.
Sir. And there's Dr. Cake!
Dr. Cake.
It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Right, Ted?
Dr. Cake.
Alrighty. Well, he's psyched. Okay. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. And look who's there. Ford Prefect is here.
Ford Prefect. Ford Prefect.
Ed,
there you go.
Ed lost his owl. I hate to break it. I just share bad stories. Bad stories. They're bad. Well, look who just popped in.
Who popped in?
Hey, it's Francie from the Francie and Friends. Hey, Francie.
Oh, Francie.
Welcome to the show. Francie, Ted. And, of course, did I mention it wouldn't be a Ford without Prefect? Yeah. And, okay. And then, first guy in the chat room tonight, gold star to my pal and yours, G.T. Trenton.
GTO.
Yes. As Ted said. What he said. All right. Thank you for coming, sir. And finally, last but not least, this is probably the finest gathering of human beings on the internet at this moment in human history.
Indeed.
Not to be hyperbolic. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, Awesome Live!
With your super. Dig it. phone friendly. I'll have to listen back to that one.
You're damn right.
All right, Chef. He knows.
Yeah, man, that was my weird discovery of the, you know, how, like, we're spending way too much time online and shit and just looking at stuff and experimenting. No, I didn't look at any pee porn. No, it's a group, a German, I don't know what you'd call them, progressive rock, kind of Pink Floydish type stuff.
Kraut
this
rock?
Group called Can. What is
it? It's the 70s. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
What are they called?
I don't know what you call it. They're called Can. C-A-N.
Oh, yeah, Can. Oh, yeah. You never. That's Krautrock.
You've heard of them?
You never heard of Can? You never heard of Can before?
No. No.
Oh, they're
no.
fucking great.
No. No.
I didn't know that was Can.
I know. I was listening to all these tunes, and I'm like, what the fuck? Why haven't I ever heard of these guys?
You ever hear the one thing I posted a lot called Ode to Perfume?
Not sure.
Yeah, it's like a 17-minute weird song. It's by the founder of the of Can. I forget his name. Something. Yeah, I love it.
Something German, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
oh,
so
Can is great,
yeah, I mentioned in the chat that the saw a notice online. It says some girl at the I think it was a girl at the Aldi's, which again, the Germans, German food store, grocery store, tested positive for coronavirus. He's got you. Which, you know. And I was thinking, boy, they have really good produce down there, and that's really what I need. I don't, you know, I don't need a lot of things, but I do. I don't have anything, any fresh vegetables or fruits left, you know. Well,
I wonder
I'll
what
be
they
eating
have
them
to do.
From...
If they find an employee who has it, do they have to close down and just clean the entire place over again or something like that? Or I wonder what they got to do.
Well, I don't know if it's required by law, but that is what they did. They closed down and scoured the joint.
Yeah.
But they're saying this is the most critical week in this thing.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, fuck it, man. I ain't going to the grocery store this week. Fuck that shit. There's plenty of chow who I can scrounge, you know. I just know some frozen vegetables. Oh, God. Like, you know, now you look in your freezer, you're taking stock, and you think to yourself, what in the Sam hell was I thinking when I bought lima beans? You know? The fuck was that? Dipshit. Fucking bag of lima beans.
It's dinner now.
Well, we'll be eating those. We'll be eating them. Oh, yeah.
My brother tells me a guy I met in Korea came down with the coronavirus. He's doing all right, though. He's doing better.
That's good. Yeah, a lot of people recover. More people recover than die from it. So that's on the plus side. But so before all this stupid shit happened, the end of last year, my ex-wife, she buys this. I don't know if it's a half a cow or a quarter of a cow, right? So she only has so much freezer space, so she dumped all these. Packages of meat, white packages of meat. So the freezer's kind of full of those. So I'm thinking, well, guess we're going to be a carnivore this week, man. Eat some meat.
Yep,
so
go for it.
I'm collecting recipes for beef short ribs because I have three goddamn packages of beef short ribs.
Oh, sounds good. Sounds good.
But I don't have any vegetables to make with it, you know, like to put in the stew.
Yeah,
I got lima beans. Yeah, lima beans, a bag of frozen corn. That's it. As far as frozen shit, I don't know what's in the cans. Because I hate canned vegetables, so I probably don't have much of anything. Baked beans, maybe. Maybe with short ribs, I don't know. Put it in the old slow cooker. You know, turn it on, let it set it, forget it. Later, you're eating short ribs and baked beans, baby.
Fit. Sounds good. Think of me with my frozen dinners. That's what I'm eating.
Man, I got to get a hold of an onion, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Fred Link. Get your onions with Fred
yeah.
Link.
I've got a tub that has beef liver in it.
Yeah.
How the fuck are you gonna eat beef liver without onions? You gotta have onions.
Oh yeah, any kind of liver you gotta have onions.
Man, I ain't gonna eat I probably won't eat the liver because I. Come on. You gotta. Hold on, I gotta yell at Ted.
Hey
yeah.
Ted.
We understand.
All right, there you go. He's a good boy.
Well, you're making him
hungry. Man, so beef short ribs, man. I'm going to become an expert on those motherfuckers.
That sounds good.
Let's see. Yeah.
Wish I had a freezer full of meat.
Oh, I know. It's like kind of cool. Like, well, at least I got a freezer full of meat. I might not have anything green except for the lima beans. But,
The ex doesn't expect it back, does she?
Well, the deal was.
I like that. There was a hell of a
I was kind of holding them for. I was kind of holding them for number one son. See.
Oh, okay.
And then.
There you go.
But his old lady didn't want it in her freezer, so. I guess.
Well, is she a vegetarian? There you go.
Hey,
you can
be a winner. Awesome.
Oh.
Yay.
Oh.
What is it?
$2 trillion. Yes, that's right, kids. $2 trillion.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, and there's Ted. We'll let Ted out while the music plays. So, yeah, so beef short ribs, no liver, no onion, no liver. There's something else in there, and it doesn't say what it is on it. It's just this, like, slab of beef of some sort.
Oh, there you go. All right, that's good enough.
Defrost it, see what we got.
As long as it's a dead animal.
I'm sure it'll go good with lima beans, because
everything does.
What a fucking genius! You know, you couldn't have bought fucking green beans. You know, I love green beans. And I could see me in the fucking stupid fucking grocery going, "Oh yeah, well you know lima beans are really good for you, so you should probably buy them and force yourself to eat them. That's a good idea." Damn you! I got butter.
Butter up in that. As K,
I got butter and salt.
Butter up in that. Butter up in that.
Yeah. I'll butter the fuck out of them fuckers. 3 minutes! You'll never get back.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. 1, 2, 3, 4. Layers on the spaceship, facing lots of hardship. I'm on the farm tip, scooping up a cow chip. I throw it like a trash can. A protocol old man said they got a message and they want to find an old man. Look out, blue. Go see Yoda, you do need to watch a man that sounds like robot.
Near? Far!
Get trained, get well, hang around the sequel, see the future. short loop, get back to work because the weasel's making prequels. May the force be with you always.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is.
I'm on the highway to
hell. Yeah.
Gesundheit! Everything is Gesundheit! Kaputt und verboten!
Alrighty, if I could find my sound effect, we got a caller here, man.
There you go.
Here
okay.
We go.
Well, anyway, it's Holger or CK, I would think.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number. No further information is available about.
Ladies and gentlemen, GTO!
GP Trump. All right.
Welcome.
Yes, ladies and germs. I'm calling in.
All right, here we go.
Germs. I like it. I like it a lot. All righty. He's even doing an Elvis over here, man.
I like his mask. He has a very scary mask.
Yeah. An intimidating.
Yes.
I read. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear you, GT.
Yeah.
You got a bad connector. You got a bad connector, Bob.
All right. How was that?
Nope. A little bit
better.
Oh,
I had you on speakerphone.
That don't work on it.
Yeah. That doesn't cut it.
Well, I read a very interesting article I'd like to share with you all. If you'd like to look at it, is at a site called GetPocket, GetPocket, PocketE.com. And it's very interesting. It was all about how the end of World War II, everybody's going already, but how when we were taught in history class, what was the end of World War II? What's the end of World War II, Gumby?
What was the end of it?
Yeah. How's it end?
You got me on that one.
Atomic bomb.
Killing himself? What was it?
Atomic bomb.
Yeah, okay. Hiroshima.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Big Mom move. And we were led to believe that that is what ended the war. But this guy makes a great case for the fact that actually, as far as destruction went, those bombs didn't do as much damage as the fire bombing that we had been doing on the islands for some months. And that
Bikini Island?
We were bombing Tokyo and shit, man. We were bombing Japan itself for a while. Bombed the shit out of them fuckers. And Kyoto was the only city they spared, and some of the ones up north. But anyway, they're saying the impetus for them to surrender wasn't the atomic bombs at all. It was the Russians entering the war, because the Russians were fucking like starting to march through Manchuria and shit. You know?
Well, I knew the Russians had a lot to deal with it, but I thought the bombing was the end of it. The Russians ran off with Hitler's skull. It took us years to get that skull back to make sure that he shot himself.
Well, according to the according to the guy who wrote the article, the Japanese accepted the myth that the bomb ended it because it just fit better with their narrative, and the you know, made the Americans feel like tough guys. So that's kind of what how they wrote history. But one quite maybe that's so. I don't know. This guy makes a really good case. It's a very interesting article. Good food for thought.
Yeah.
All right.
You can't trust history.
Sports. No. Especially not the ones. We were fucking taught.
History is written by the victors, they say.
That's you get that right, Jacques. All right, speaking
of
Jacques.
History is all hearsay.
There you go.
Speaking of Jacques, baseball, every chance it may not happen this year. None of it. You'll get nothing and like it.
There you
no
go.
Baseball.
And, they're
and the weird thing is,
unemployment, aren't they? They're getting their millions.
Well, I wonder how that. See, that's the thing. I read this article that said, you know, so these players may never see them again in a Pirate uniform for these various reasons. You know, this guy was due to become a free agent after this season. Yada yada yada. But I'm thinking, like, well, they shouldn't do it that way because. If they cancel the year, the player gets no service time accrued because he didn't play.
Right.
He's going to get paid, so, you know, he's not going to get anything to bitch at. I think they ought to just pay the guys and then the next year leave them where they were in their, you know, service time so that teams don't get ripped off and... You know, guy leaves for free agency and they didn't have a chance to trade him or something like that. So we'll see how that works out. It's going to be interesting.
That's interesting a lot to see. They got to work on. Yeah.
That's what that wasn't even in an article. That was just my own brain working overtime when I read about the because, man, a lot of good players might not ever see again. So it sucks. Oh, okay. This was a thought I had. I think someone needs to quit his pussy grabbing, piss farting around, gather up his big boy pants, and shut the motherfucker down, meaning this country. If we don't stay home, Mr. and Mrs. America, we can't stop the virus. So don't listen to the funny man in the baggy suit.
What about Easter? What about Easter Sunday? I got to go worship.
No Easter Sunday. You'll get nothing like it. Get out last year's Easter bonnet and twirl around in your living room if that floats your boat. But don't listen to the guy in the baggy pants. Stay the fuck home, man. Wear a mask, wear gloves. Fucking take care of yourselves, man, because life is too goddamn precious.
Jesus will forgive you.
To listen to a goddamn idiot. Okay, that's all I got to say on that. But how do you really feel? All right. This is really cool. More science. Science. Tomorrow night, man. Tomorrow night.
Okay.
Mark it. And what do we else? What else do we got to do? Nothing.
We ain't got nothing.
Tomorrow night. Hopefully it'll be a clear night because they are expecting the largest supermoon of the year.
Okay.
And it promises
to be epic.
It's going to be
epic. We'll see.
So,
all right.
It turns dark tomorrow night. It'll be the biggest and brightest supermoon of 2020. Guaranteed.
Well, I hope all the kids out here will take pictures of it.
There you go.
So, yeah, man, that'll be fun.
Okay.
Moons are cool.
Okay. Ride your bike across it.
I just don't understand how there's so many of them, man. That's like the weird part.
It's always a supermoon.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We'll save that one for last. Oh, this fucking blew my mind. Mind blown. You know, like you're reading something, you're like, get the fuck out of here. You know, you think you know a moron, and then you're just, who knows? George W. Bush. Remember him?
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
Remember what a dipshit we thought he was? What a dumbass? No, man. Check this out. Back in the summer of 2005, W. was on vacation at his ranch, and he was reading a book.
Get out of here. So far, he's way up over Bobo.
Dude, he was reading a fucking book.
This is
wild. The book was about the 1918 flu pandemic. And he couldn't put it down. Yeah.
Oh, see that?
And it became an obsession with him. This is so wild. I'm not making this up. Because he went back to Washington. He's like, you got to look at this. You know, he wouldn't stop. He's like, no. We got to have, he goes, it might not happen while I'm present, but we're going to have a pandemic. It's going to come.
Ooh. See that?
Christ. This is fucked up or what, man? I'm not making this up, man. And that's how they created the pandemic response team. It wasn't Obama after all. It was Bush. They created that shit. Is that wild stuff?
Yeah, but who disbanded? Who got rid of it? I don't understand.
No, Obama. It wasn't Obama. Somebody did. I'm not sure. We'll get back to you on that. Some
stable genius.
I think
it probably did it.
It might have been a stable genius that did that. Because that's a stable genius move. Yeah. So anyway, W. Bush, not the moron you thought he was, huh?
No. That is surprising.
That fucking blew my mind, man. I'm like, well, our standards of moronic.
It's changing every fucking day.
All right. If this link will open up, here we go. The world's earliest record of the F word.
Oh, interesting. All right.
Discovered in a manuscript written by a bored Scottish student in 1568, locked away in a vault in the National Library of Scotland. So there you go.
How was it written? He wrote it in a book? I mean, he handwritten it in a book or something? Well,
dating back to the 16th century, the Bannatyne manuscript is a collection of poems written by George Bannatyne while he was a bored student locked in his Edinburgh home due to the plague. So the manuscript contains his epic poem, The Flighting of Dunbar and Kennedy, in which two poems trade insults with each other. And as the pair trade blows, Kennedy brands Dunbar a wan fuck it funling. Thus, the earliest example.
I often wonder this because I seen that Kevin Costner, Robin Hood. You ever see that movie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what's his face said, fuck it. And it Christian Slater.
Yeah, it was right.
Yeah, he was right. How long ago they were saying that? There you go. Fuck it.
Fuck it already.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
by crawling up that wall. He won't speak to Miss Spider at all. You know, they got separation blues. When you kick your baby out of bed because she won't drink you night. When you feel mistreated, said buddy, take my advice. Leave that woman. Leave that woman and leave her quick. Leave that woman and leave her quick, else she'll have you on a stick. It's better to leave and get separation blues.
Adam ate the apple, what he did
the pump. Adam ate the apple, what he did the
comic book artists of all time, Wally Wood.
Oh, is that right? Wally Wood? No shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
a giant.
Okay. Now, when you listen to Eau de Perfume that I have on Grenache.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's playing within the song. It's like 17 minutes long. Within the song, it sounds like he's playing Charlie Chaplin's Smile on a saw. I love it. Weird shit, but I love it.
I listened to three or four of their cuts, and I was like, what the fuck? Where have you been all my life?
I posted it a long while back.
Man.
A lot of
I would never made the connection to Can. What the fuck is Can? Crying out loud. Sheesh.
Yeah, it's officially called Kraut Rock.
Kraut Rock, huh?
Yeah.
News to me, brother. News to me, bro. All right. Everything's tangy. I don't know what that was. That's one of my notes. Everything's tangy.
In fact, you just reminded me of something. And what the hell is his name? What the hell did we call him? The Uncle Jesse's possum owl. What was his name? Aaron something. What did we call him on the show?
Man, he unfriended me years ago.
He one time posted saying that we're all a bunch of phonies, or people who like cans, or just a bunch of posers or something like that. Just because he didn't get it. He thinks we're all just posers of some sort.
Schmuck.
He's a weird cat, man. Yeah.
You know why? You know why he unfriended me? He put up a post about it said like Hillary Clinton's a liberal. And I went, well, you know what? Truth is, Hillary Clinton's no liberal, dude. He's like, fuck you, shit, eat shit, motherfucker. And then he fucking unfriended me. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I was just like, you know, I didn't mean it. Like, I just tried to...
Another thing that threw him off the wall was people, when we put RIT, when a celebrity dies, he makes a big fuss about it. What are you making a big thing about a celebrity dying when people are dying? All, you know, what the fuck? Calm down, dude.
Oh, fuck. Good riddance. All right. We got some weird shit going on. I forgot to mention in the news. Santa Monica,
yeah.
California. All the squirrels are taking over.
Uh-oh. That's the end of the fucking world right there, man. When squirrels take over, that's it, man. Hang it up.
Squirrels run. The squirrels run fucking Santa Monica these days, okay?
Oh, jeez.
You got the goats over there in fucking Wales.
Goats and squirrels,
Apple
baby.
Cheeks. Apple Cheeks shared elk poop on every sidewalk in
Banff. Elk poop.
You remember Larry Storch? He played a double role in F Troop. He was the bandit from Banff.
Yeah, something like that. Yep.
Banff. What the hell's with that, man? Banff. It's elk poop clogging the streets of Banff.
Oh, no.
I love it.
Oh,
and somebody posted a video from Nova Scotia of a beaver just walking the fuck down a street. He's just walking down the street like he owned the joint.
Well, they do
fucking
now.
Beaver.
They do now.
That's so great. I love apocalypses.
I tell you, that cartoon that's making its way around where the mother possum's pulling the possum away saying, don't touch that human. They're carrying diseases. What a turnaround that is.
Man, I mean, you would have thought the apocalypse was going to be all nasty and dirty and shit. But it ends up to be like totally clean and like a Disney thing, and the animals come out and dance around fucking Snow White and stuff.
And we're all stuck indoors. The world's looking great.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
I like it. It's a good way to go out.
I mean, as apocalypses go, I could think of worse. Oh, except if you get that fucking Sheesh, man, that's scary.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave the house. I don't want to tax the midget, but I might get 4 cases next time I go to the drive-thru.
Don't
comes
go
up
hoarding
today.
The natties now. There's other drunks out there. Don't go hoarding the natties.
My boy, man, I love his kid. He's a midget wrestler, and he works over there, and he's like, two? That's right, my brother. He's a good kid.
Load up the truck.
Fucking 35. 35. Nice kid.
That's a kid.
They were gonna do a reality show there, and they had the midget, and then at that point they had a one-armed guy, and of course the fat guy. He's still there. He's always been there. It's been a cool crew, you know.
It would have made for a good reality show.
Turns out the one-armed guy had, I guess he was from like one of them countries where they cut off the arm because you stole.
Yeah.
He was stealing with the good arm. I think. I'm not sure. He all of a sudden wasn't working there anymore, and that's a place where there's not a very high turnover of personnel, you know. Got it.
Rebecca just posted on Gorp. McGlurp, that's your Asian guy. He's doing more stuff with his penis.
Oh, yeah. He's got a whole... That's a cottage industry for this guy. This isn't just...
I like how proud he is afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Oh. He's not messing around.
Like a true samurai. Oh.
But here's another... Oh, I didn't mention this idiot. Let's get some artillery ready for this piece of shit. We've already blown him up. I remember Reverend Wendy. That was a request to blow this cocksucker up years ago. Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Dr. Drew.
Yeah. He was saying you're more likely to be hit by an asteroid than catch the virus.
When did he say that? Way back in the
last week.
Of this shit?
Last week. Yeah. But he says, my early comments about equating contravirus with influenza were wrong. They were incorrect. I was part of a chorus that was saying that, and we were wrong. And I want to apologize for that.
Well, that's where I get all my medical advice from.
At least some of these idiots are admitting they're wrong.
Which is good. I got no choice.
Not
but
mentioning
to,
any names.
Uh-huh.
But he wears baggy pants and yells a lot.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. I had to turn off today. I had to turn off today. Cocksucker was... He's just flipping out. He's flipping out on people. He goes out there every night, flips out on these reporters. He goes, you're a third-rate reporter. And I'm like, why don't you stand up and say, well, you're a fucking fourth-rate goddamn president, you son of a bitch, and walk out. You know? Fuck him. God damn, I'm sick of his ass. All right. You know, the only thing that'll cheer me up, get me out of these doldrums. What do you think?
A good yodel.
A good yodel. You got that right, Jacques, and I have a beauty. You guys remember that movie? The movie with the guy and the thing?
Oh, yeah.
You know, based on the Odyssey. What's the name of the movie? They're hillbillies. And, handsome guy. George Clooney's in it. George Clooney and them other guys. I can't remember. I'm drawing a blank. All right.
Oh, brother, where art thou?
Oh, brother, where art thou? Yes.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
This is from Oh, Brother, Where... How in the hell... We've been on... This is our 11th season of the Grenache Network. The... What did I say? 699th episode?
Yep.
699th episode. How have I never played this one yet? What the fuck?
I think you did. Murph requested it one time. And I think you did.
All right, well, let's play it again. All right, play it again. Killjoy.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodel day.
He thought he was the smartest guy around. Well, I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They've got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once or twice, stop playing cards and a shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now.
Howdy, old day,
his poker, a peanut, a whist, and yogurt. But shooting dice was his favorite game. Well, he got thrown in jail with nobody to go his bail. The judge done said that he refused the fine. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once or twice to stop playing cards and a-shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Said I was the swellest guy around. Well, we started to spending my money, and she started to calling me honey. We took in every cabaret in town. We're in the jailhouse now. We're in the jailhouse now. Well, I told that judge right to his face, I don't like to see this place. We're in the jailhouse now.
Great movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Coen
Brothers.
Those
guys are great, man. They make terrific films.
Is John Goodman in every fucking one of their movies, man? Because he's in that
Buscemi's
one.
Buscemi's in a lot of them too.
Buscemi pops up. That's they love those people. That's what makes it great. Because that's a whole cool group of actors, I think.
What was that Arizona one? Raising Arizona.
Raising Arizona, yeah, with Nick Cage.
Yeah.
That was an early one.
Yep.
Good one. Wild movie. That was like their first hit, I think, wasn't it?
No, Blood Simple was their first one.
That was them?
Yeah.
I saw that. That was a cool movie.
It is
one,
cool. And they did
funny
Billy's
about that.
Crossing. Billy's Crossing, and then they got weird.
You know what?
Things.
I've never seen Miller's Crossing, and everybody goes,
Miller's
you've
Crossing.
Never
it's
seen
what?
Miller's Crossing. You gotta see that movie.
You gotta check that
I gotta
out.
See. Hey, man, you got nothing else? Once I get that application in for the emergency injury disaster relief fund thing,
there you go.
You know, I'll have time for that, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like I said, Gumby, I'm concerned about you. Apply for anything. Go online and search, because there's all kind of shit. And I mean, like, Bobo's not going to tell us. He doesn't know.
Uh-huh.
You gotta hunt it out for yourself. I was just lucky enough I got a pal that's on the ball, you know, with that thing.
Yeah.
And then another pal of mine said people were applying for unemployment, so who knows? Take a shot.
Yeah, take a look around. See what's going on.
There's dough out there, relief dough out there for everybody. You know, buy a car, get a check. Just ask Joe Garagiola. And on that note, thank everybody for sticking around here for 90 minutes.
699.
We didn't even have the lovely Reverend Wendy tonight. We miss you, Wendy. Two of us managed to entertain you for 90 minutes. What more can we do? for our country and our world.
That's right.
Am I right?
That's right.
It's a duty. It's a duty.
Yes.
It's a duty. I said duty three times. I said
duty.
Duty. Our duty. Hey, look, it's our duty. Speaking of duty, cut the grass today for the first time.
Oh, okay. You see that? With your mask?
Plenty of duty. Uh-huh. That motherfucker.
With your NASA outfit? You got to put on a NASA outfit to cut your motor lawn.
Nah. I stripped naked and said, fuck it,
okay,
man. You
that'll
know?
Work, too. That'll work.
Nobody's going to come near me if I'm cutting my grass naked, right? That's social distancing, baby.
That's right. That'll do it.
Man. There's still dog shit out there, man. I just like, oh, God, it's overwhelming. I'll get it next time if it's still, you know. Tequila. Natty. And then,
the Coen Brothers, you
man.
Doing now, they're doing Macbeth.
Wow. That'd be cool. I was out behind a shed, you know, cutting the grass and whatnot. All my fucking blueberry bushes. Dead. I think they got the coronavirus. Or maybe it was the drought last summer. One of the two. Go to plan B. Plant that walnut tree. Betty's.
Alrighty.
All right, man. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
And good night for Possum Hour. Energize!
Look too clear. So barmaid, bring a pitcher, another round of brew. Honey, why don't we get drunk and screw? Why don't we get drunk and screw?
going to make espresso.